Hello and welcome to the Access Baseball Podcast. I'm your host, Vin Misana. We are coming live once again this week from Pro Game Athletics in Bayshore, New York, joined by his very special guest, Phil DeGuano. Phil's a senior at Bethpage, and he is committed to Adelphi University, my alma mater. So, Phil, now that the book is closed on the 2020 season, you know, looking back on it, how would you evaluate, you know, your performance?
Oh, I thought I did very well for myself. You know, coming into the season, I did not expect we're going to play over 50 games because our first game, our ref ended up getting corona right after the game.
Really?
So we thought, like, it was over after that. But then, like, going on, like, after playing with my team and everything, it was great.
Wait, how did you find out about that?
My coach got an email from, like, the refs and, like, the umpires, and, like, the umpire of our game got corona.
Oh, my God. Wow. So they almost had to pull the plug on it right away. Yeah. But so, yeah, so I know you weren't going to brag about your performance. Obviously, you know, you're humble. For our audience, let me just go over some of the numbers here. So, Phil, outstanding two-way player, 1.96 ERA this season through the summer and the fall, 89 strikeouts. He had a 16-strikeout game 2 weeks ago in the Blue Chip Prospect tournament at Diamond in the Pines, and then also at the plate, 422 batting average, 642 slugging percentage, 46 hits, 10 doubles, 4 triples, 2 home runs, and 28 RBIs, 34 runs scored. So, I mean, obviously, like they say in basketball, you filled up the box score. You did just about everything well. So when you're trying to figure out where you want to go to school, you know, it's such a major decision. And, you know, if you're a significant two-way guy, does that kind of limit your options? Because not every school is going to be interested in you as a pitcher and a shortstop, right?
Yeah. I definitely looked at my options. You know, I want to definitely get some pitching opportunity and definitely some at-bats. So, you know, just looking at the schools, what would give me more playing time, you know, how can I improve myself? And Adelphi was the right option for me.
Yeah, so as a 2021 grad, rather, you know, you were affected just as much as anybody with your junior season being canceled, and you hadn't had an opportunity to play varsity up until that point. So, I mean, what was that process like? Were they interested in you prior to the COVID shutdown?
Yeah, actually, like, my sophomore summer, I pitched at Adelphi for one of the tournaments. I played up, and the assistant coach was there. He liked me, and the pitching coach was there too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he said, if you get your velo up, we'll definitely stay on top of you. Like, will they watch me? And sure enough, they watched me this whole summer, and good things turned out.
Yeah, now I wish so much stock wasn't put into velocity because, honestly, you know, I think the results really should speak for himself. And if you get swings and misses, it kind of negates, you know, what the radar guns say. We've seen guys time and time again that, you know, rear back, throw 95 in the major leagues, and it really doesn't matter. But of course, it is still a factor. So for you, you know, what did you do to try to see an uptick in velocity?
You know, I would just make sure I was eating right. You know, I would go to the high school with my friends, like, even during quarantine, like, I would just go to the high school with my friends 3 times a week, long toss on the football field. We would go hit, like, just try to stay fit, and, you know, just long toss, I think, works the best, and just got my velo up.
Yeah, now you're in that low to mid-80s range, you know, where you should be. Obviously, at Division II, that's just about where the, you know, the average velocity is. But as far as this offseason, you know, do you feel like there's a little bit of weight off your back having that, getting that out of the way, and now you could just focus on, you know, improving your game and just helping Bethpage win this year?
100%. It's such a reliever. Like, in your head, your body, like, it's just all the stress is gone.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, there's so many kids, quality ball players out there, 2021s, 2022s, that under any other circumstance would have been, you know, had found their home at this point, and now all of a sudden, here you are in November, the season's over, and now they're worrying about if they're even going to have a place to play. But not to be all gloom and doom, you know, there still is a high school season coming up, and, you know, that matters too, you know, the performance. So it's not to say it's all the end of the world, but I know it is a stressful time. So now, as far as the Dodger Nation team goes, that's where you play your travel ball. And in my opinion, very underrated program. I mean, it's not the first program that people think about when you talk about Long Island baseball, but it seems time and time again, they're always playing in the championship game at a tournament every single time. My tournament that we did, Blue Chip Prospect, you know, the Sal Agostinelli 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, can you tell us a little bit about the program and why they're able to have sustained winning, even though they're just pretty much concentrated in a part of Nassau County?
I think we're great because it's just a bunch of ball players just want to get out there and play. And, like, our team is just – we got so tight, you know, the connection, you know, it's just we're great kids, love to play with each other, and like, if someone messes up, there's always that kid pick him right up, you know. And if that kid messes up, that kid's picking him back up, you know.
Yeah, we just like
together.
Team chemistry in the truest sense. Who are some individuals that stood out, you know, for this season that you think deserve some recognition?
We'll start with my 16U team. Nick Giardino goes to Clark with a stud. Then we have Connor Burns, and of course my catcher Christopher Downs. He caught like all my games this year. I wanted him to catch me. Like, our chemistry was tight. Like, and then going to the 17U team, Pat Dalton, the Cortland commit. And Zach Schnabel just committed to St. Joe's Brooklyn the other day.
Yeah.
Then this kid, Drew Stabinski, he played at Purchase. He's going to Purchase. He's a freshman there now. You know, he was our hype man on the team. You know, he got everybody up, you know.
Yeah.
He made sure we were up, you know, cheering.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned Pat Dalton. I put him on that underrated list 2 weeks ago. And he seems like a kid that, from my perspective, came out of nowhere, but I'm sure you would say otherwise. You've probably seen it coming. So what is it about Pat that has allowed him to be so successful? Because every time I watch him pitch, he's lights out.
He has an older brother, Sean. He goes to Oneonta. You know, me and Pat have been friends since kindergarten. We went to elementary school together. We'd always been those two athletes of the school. And, you know, Pat, just he plays with his brother every day. You know, he gets better and better every time you're with him, you know. And he just a stud on and off the field.
Just a gamer. And now you mentioned your relationship with your catcher, and I think that's such an underrated part of team building, because, you know, you can sign the best free agents out there, you know, if you want to compare it to the major leagues with, you know, a guy like JT Realmuto being out there, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be cohesive with the pitching staff. And, you know, like you look at the Yankees, Gary Sanchez, for whatever reason, lost his starting role, and even though he wasn't hitting, they didn't even want to pitch to him. So when you take a catcher like you're talking about, what is it specifically that you know, jumps off the page, and what allows a catcher to build that reputation with the pitching staff?
Chris was just, you know, he knew how to calm me down. Was on the mound whenever I had two strikes on a batter, he didn't even have to call the pitch, he knew where it was going already. Like, we just do that already. And Chris is just my boy, just every like love that man.
And one thing I've noticed about you when you pitch is that you were able to command your fastball to all parts of the strike zone, and I think that's something that's underrated, because so many times in bullpen sessions, you know, you're working on just hitting spots, hitting low, keeping it low in the zone, you know, below the hitter's knees, where you're not going to drive the ball. But at some point, you have to be able to elevate outside of the strike zone. And I noticed that in our tournament, that you had a couple strikeouts on pitches up out of the strike zone. And, you know, to maybe somebody that's an outsider, doesn't know baseball, might say, oh, that's not where you meant to throw it. But I know that that probably was where you're looking to throw. So how difficult is it to learn how to command your fastball outside of the strike zone, too?
Like, during the offseason, I would just work on spots. And, like, my changeup has, like, I'll be working on that all this whole winter. But, like, I love hitting that spot, like, right at the chest, because, like, it looks so good, but, like, it could be a ball, but, like, you want to swing at it. That they do, with two strikes to protect, they do swing at it.
And they only see the bottom half of it because it's above their eyes. So. It's a very difficult thing to master as a pitcher, too, because it's not something that you necessarily work on, I think, at the off season. But, you know, I think we're seeing that change in baseball now, where try to kind of counteract those launch angle swings, and that's really the way to go about doing it. So you alluded to it, you know, this offseason you want to work on your changeup, but is there any other goals, you know, from a personal standpoint that you want to work on, or put on weight or lose weight or anything like that?
I'm trying to stay, like, the same weight, but just, like, I want to, like, sit mid-80s. I'm trying to sit mid-80s by the end of this winter.
Do you work with a private instructor?
Yeah, I go to Prospect Sports with Bobby DeMichael.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was just there the other day for their showcase that they had. And one other thing before I forget, 2019, your playoff game against Division, obviously at Bethpage, 14-inning game. I mean, for those that were not there, can you tell us, you know, peel back the curtain, tell us about that game?
I had a sprained wrist, so I was chilling on the bench, but, like, it was the longest game of baseball I've ever watched. It was going back and forth, and then, like, after the seventh inning, there was just no one was scoring. It was crazy. There was some sick plays made. It was just the best game of baseball I watched.
Yeah, and it definitely would have been better if you guys came out on top, I'm sure. But it was just from an outsider's perspective, you know, if you're not have a dog in the fight, it's just an enjoyable baseball game. Division is one of those powerhouse teams, you know, whether or not they win a championship, they always seem to be right there.
Yeah.
Is that a team that you, you know, circle on the calendar and you want, you know, maybe have a little extra motivation when you face a team like that?
100%, yeah. We know, like, the amount of years playing in high school, like, Division's always been that good team. So, like, whenever we see them in the week, like, we're always, like, we need to be ready for this game, you know. Like, fix everything you need to fix and, like, be ready for this game.
Mm-hmm. Now, even though you weren't a starter in that game, you know, you've been playing on Long Island now for your whole life and, you know, high-level travel for the last couple of years. Are there any, let's start with pitchers since you're a two-way guy, any pitchers that you've faced the last 2 years, you know, local guys that really stood out as dominant pitchers?
Well, actually, the Axis game, the Axis tournament that we lost the championship, John Rizzo pitched against us, and actually we're going to Delphi together now.
Oh, okay.
But he shut us down that game, and mm-hmm. I was like, wow, he's a good pitcher. And then when I saw he committed to Delphi, and now we're both going to Delphi together.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And how about as a pitcher, are there any hitters that have given you some nightmares?
I mean, there's always been kids on the team. Like, I don't really know any names specific, though, but definitely some kids that,
yeah,
like, when I saw them in the lineup, had to watch out for them.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to dominate against everybody, I'm sure. So, all right, so before I let you go here, we're going to go a few more, you know, rapid-fire questions. I know you're a Yankee fan. Who's your favorite player?
Jeter.
All right. Is there any moment that stands out? It's always interesting talking to people where there's a age difference. Like, I know, you know, I remember his whole prime growing up, but, like, what stood out for you being that, you know, he was retired and you were still probably in middle school?
I just, he was, like, the captain of the team, and, like, he was number two, so, like, when I was younger, I had number two, and, like, I just felt like the captain when I had number two on, so, like, I would take control of the team and everything.
Yeah, I mean, he motivated a whole generation of fans. It's going to be interesting who that next guy is for the Yankees, because it seems like there's been a little bit of a void since 2014. I was at that last game in Boston. He almost felt like a little, you know, changing of the guards. Who's going to be the next Yankee captain? It could be some time before that happens. But how about any current player that's maybe not on the Yankees that you just try to emulate, pitcher?
Well, for third base, Arenado and Machado. I love watching them play. They're so smooth with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then pitchers, I like Stroman. You know, he's a Long Islander. You know,
of course, yeah.
The way he throws, being so small. You know?
And it'll be interesting to see what he decides. Tomorrow's a deadline for him to accept the qualifying offer or to decline it. Obviously, if he accepts it, he's going to be back with the Mets in 2021. And if he declines it, the Mets get a compensation pick if he signs elsewhere. So we'll find that out tomorrow, although I do have a sneaking suspicion that he will turn it down. Favorite app on your phone?
Snapchat.
Okay. Favorite baseball experience, like a trip that you've been on?
Cooperstown.
How'd you guys do?
There was only like three town teams there because I was still with Bethpage.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually came in eighth out of 72.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we did really good, you know. Unfortunately, our three hitter, his first at bat of Cooperstown, hit a home run, but then he had a stomach bug. So he was out for the whole tournament.
Oh, man. Is he still playing?
Nah, he doesn't play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But he would have helped us out. We could have went even further if he was in the lineup still.
Yeah.
But
yeah, a lot of people will say Cooperstown is the best, and that's why, you know, when they made the decision to cancel the whole Cooperstown Dreams Park in the Village this year, that kind of resonated, because that was early on in the pandemic. So a whole year worth of baseball memories, you know, are gone for these 12-year-olds. So I sympathize with them for that. Favorite type of food?
Pizza.
Where's the best spot?
Phil and Sons, my dad's place.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. Free plug for him. Awesome. And let's see. Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
The Steelers are looking pretty good right now.
9-0, right?
Okay.
But although they got Big Ben's got a couple damaged knees right now, so we'll see what happens. But once again, thank you to our audience for tuning in to another edition of the Axis Baseball Podcast. It's going to be available on YouTube after this and Spotify tomorrow. Thank you to Kent Courtright for sponsoring this segment of podcast. This is our sixth week, so we got four more coming up before we wrap things up. And also thank you for ProGame 2 allowing us to host it here.
One question, Chance. What's your favorite insurance company?
That's integrated marketing.
You have a brother, Antonio?
Antonino.
Yeah, he was all over that. He was commenting the whole thing.